Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you fine.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. I'm in the studio today because all my Wi-Fi blew up this weekend, so I'm giving this a shot from the studio, but I'm in Lindsay's position with a bunch of buttons different than they normally would be, so to be on the air, but we are here and we're on the air. How you doing, guys?
Good. And this is inside baseball, I cannot hear program. So we should. I think today could be a very interesting technical show, but let's give it a shot.
Okay, let's give it a shot. Lakers now, even with Houston at one after taking game two on Sunday, the bench was especially good. Markieff Morris was great. Rajon Rondo, I guess that's playoff Rondo. I guess we saw playoff Rondo for the first time.
But that's a question I wanted to ask you. Like, you are the typical Laker fan who has never liked Rondo.
Correct.
And I hear from people like this all the time, that Rondo is old, he's washed up, he shouldn't play, blah, blah, blah. But that's why you have Rondo. That's playoff Rondo that you saw in game two. The 10 points, the 9 rebounds, the plus minus of plus 28.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Rondo. Did he win you over in game two?
Well, I mean, if that's what he's going to do, I'm all in on Rondo. Put me on Rondo Island. I'm all in. That's a guy, 5 steals, 10 points, 9 assists. Sign me up for that if he's going to do that consistently.
He'll play again tonight. I mean, Frank Vogel puts him in a lot because the coaches trust him. I actually think that this is why you have Rondo, is to play him in situations like this, because he's an agitator. You know, Mace, let's face it. If you were living on the moon and you just checked in for one game and somebody asked you, who's a better basketball player, Rajon Rondo or Russell Westbrook, 2 nights ago, it wasn't close.
Yeah, I'd obviously say normally Westbrook, but Sunday night there was no question. It was Rondo.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about tonight. Now, I have kind of a wild statement about tonight.
A wild statement? It's very early for a hot take, but yeah. Okay.
If the Rockets win tonight,
yeah,
this is going 7.
Ooh.
I would still take the Lakers, but it's going 7. If the Lakers win tonight, I think you might take the wind out of the Rockets' sails. But I think the Rockets are in a position where they think they can beat the Lakers. And so you got to squelch him tonight.
Text from Rona Shelburne making fun of me for yelling, can anybody hear me?
Well, yeah, that's because you made fun of her for the same thing.
Can anybody hear me? So you think if the Rockets win tonight, it's going 7?
I do. I'm taking the Lakers regardless.
If the Rockets win tonight, it probably is going 7. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, my guess is that the Lakers are going to come out with that smaller lineup tonight. I think the centers, Dwight and JaVale, only played 6 minutes. Eight minutes.
And no Dwight at all.
Right. Dwight was out of that game. Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to play small. I think they're going to play Anthony Davis at the 5. I think they're going to continue to look for shooters. I think LeBron is going to do what he did last night. That was Sunday night. That was fourth quarter LeBron. I mean, I have great confidence in this team for this game tonight. I don't think the Rockets win tonight. I think this is a Lakers win tonight down in Orlando. And ultimately, I think we're going to see, a lot like we did in the Portland series, a slow start for the Lakers, but then they pick up momentum and it carries them through a series.
That game too, even though the Rockets came back in the third quarter and, you know, kind of laid it on the
41 points, yikes.
Yeah. But what you saw at the start of the fourth quarter was, Lindsay likes to say, you've never seen playoff-activated LeBron.
Yes.
In that first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, you know, when he had 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, he was fantastic. I mean, he just took over the game by himself. That was anybody's game at the start of the fourth, and LeBron just grabbed it and took it. And if LeBron does that for the rest of the series, I don't know how the Rockets hang in there. They don't have a matchup for him. And he was unstoppable at times in that fourth quarter, just as good as you can be. And you talked about the Lakers' defense. That game, they held the Rockets to postseason lows in rebounds, points in the paint, and fast break points. Houston only had 35 rebounds. That's the fewest by a Lakers opponent in the postseason in 9 years. I just thought they defensively, all the different looks they were throwing at Harden were great. The question is, can they withstand the Rockets' three-point barrage, which is coming? It's coming every single game, and you've got to find a way to hold it off.
Although, you know, it's been less James Harden and more Eric Bledsoe.
Well, not Eric Bledsoe. Gordon.
Eric Gordon. It's been more Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's averaging 24 points a game in this series.
Right, but Harden's averaging 30.
Yeah, yeah. But Harden only take 12 shots in that game?
He did, but he scored 27 points because he got to the free throw line 13 times.
That's right. That's right.
He was their leading scorer. I think they've done a great, and he played 40 minutes. I think they've done a great job on Harden. But here's the thing, Mace. If you're a Laker fan, you got to feel good about the fact that they made 22 threes, shot 41% from the three-point line, and they lost.
Yeah.
You know, normally if the Rockets do that, that adds up to a win. But the Lakers themselves shot 44% from three and just played great defense.
Yeah, and they held the Rockets to 17 in the fourth quarter. You hold a team to 17 in the fourth quarter, you're basically smothering them.
And here's the thing about Rondo. Rondo had those 9 assists.
Yep.
Kuzma doesn't go 6-for-7, and Markieff Morris doesn't go 6-for-8 without Rondo.
Right.
Rondo was just setting those guys up.
Okay, so you want a sassy stat on that on that subject? Lakers shooters shot 11 of 15 for 28 points off of passes from Rondo in game 2.
Yeah, he was great.
He was fantastic. He was finding shooters, and they were scoring. The thing is, you can't expect Markieff Morris to do that every game.
Why not?
Somebody needs to step up.
I say Markieff Morris.
It's all Markieff?
I'm president of the Markieff Morris fan club. I was mad they took him out.
I'd still like to see Danny Green go off with a big game.
Well, what are you talking about? He went 3-for-5 from three.
Yeah, but at least see him go off on a big game.
We need out of Danny Green exactly what we got out of Danny Green in that game. Danny Green played 30 minutes, scored 9 points, went 3-of-5 from three, 3-of-6 from the field. That's fine. He had 3 assists. Use 3 of his fouls. Give me that out of Danny Green. Give me 10 points out of Danny Green every game. We're fine. I think that the Lakers are in good shape. I think the Clippers are in good shape. I think we're going to get the Laker-Clippers.
Yeah, I think at this point there's no question. It is. It's a done deal. We're going to get Lakers-Clippers. It's going to happen.
But a lot, you know, it's not in the clubhouse yet. Denver had that game last night.
Oh yeah, they did.
Four or five times.
There was a minute where I thought, the Clippers may get stung. But Kawhi is just an absolute beast out there. He is an unbelievable. I mean, that block is just crazy that he had in that game.
The middle finger block?
The middle finger block, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why Jamal Murray just didn't shoot a floater there.
Could have.
What did he think Kawhi was going to do?
Well, I mean, he didn't realize Kawhi's middle finger was that long.
Well, he also, there was nobody for Denver at the end of the game who I felt like was going to hit a big shot. They doubled Murray, they doubled Jokic, and they left guys like Jeremy Grant wide open, and none of the non-Murray, non-Jokic Nuggets could make shots, and that was the end of them. Clippers went on a 21-6 run at the end of that quarter. Now tonight could be the end of Giannis. Have you resigned yourself to your pick to go to the finals out of the East is dead?
Yeah, they're done.
They're only down
3-1.
And
by the way, I wouldn't even put Giannis out there. Don't even put him out there. If he's got a bad wheel, why play him?
Because your season's over if you don't.
Yeah, but your season's over, period.
How do you know?
Because you're not coming back from 3-0.
But you could come back from 3-2. They're only down 3-1. The Milwaukee won a game over the weekend.
Oh, I know. I know.
So if they win tonight, it's 3-2. And then all of a sudden, it's a series again. But I think you got to try Giannis.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, Milwaukee's not winning the series. No, they're down 3. They're not winning the series. They're not coming back from 3-1. They're not coming back from 3-0, which
Denver just came back from 3-1.
Yeah. Just doesn't happen. And Miami's playing too well.
Boy, you turned south on your Bucks in a hurry. You were saying they were unbeatable. Nobody else could come out of the East.
Down 3-0, I mailed it in. Down 3-1, it ain't happening.
Well, you know, it's never happened in the NBA. It's happened in baseball. It's happened in hockey.
Yep.
But it's never happened in the NBA playoffs that a team has come from 3-0. So do you think it ends tonight?
Yes, I think it ends tonight. I think it's all over.
Well, especially if Giannis doesn't play.
Yeah, without question. All right, coming up next, for a stunning NFL stat, John. a stunning NFL stat, which spells good things for the upcoming 2020 NFL season, which starts Thursday night. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
710 ESPN, Mason Ireland. What is going on? We're getting ready for Game 3 of the Western Conference Semifinals, Lakers versus Rockets tonight. 4 o'clock pregame with Michael Thompson and Alan Sliwa. And then the tip at 6 o'clock with Michael Thompson and John Ireland. John is at his house. I am in the studio today. It is weird. It is a ghost town, John. It is a ghost town here.
Yeah, I've been coming in there a lot, obviously, to do the games, and it's a different place. But, you mentioned football, and I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
The NFL starts in 2 days.
Yeah.
Thursday night. Chiefs, Texans. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen with fans. I watched a college football game last night, BYU and Navy.
Yep.
Looked totally normal to me.
How many fans were there?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know if there were any fans there. But here's my thought. The NFL is pressing on with fans.
Yes.
The SEC is pressing on with fans.
Correct.
Is California being too cautious? Do you get the feeling that, for whatever reason, nobody in the Pac-12 seems to care? They've just resigned the fact that there's not going to be a season.
Right.
The Rams are going to play, but that's because they're in the NFL.
Right.
If you, like in Ohio, they're playing high school football.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, John, here's the thing. I mean, last week on my podcast, I talked to Dr. Amber Moy from UCLA, and she said, probably on average, only half of people are wearing masks.
Right.
That's the problem. I mean, if you go, Lindsay, we can let people behind the curtain. You're in Ohio right now, right?
Yep, still here.
What percentage of people wear masks in Ohio?
Out in public, everybody does because they're required.
So there's a mandate.
Yeah.
That's been a big issue, political issue in Ohio.
Yeah, it has. But as of right now, they're mandated in all public places, and I haven't seen any issues. But outside, it's totally different. I don't know. I mean, in California, are people mandated to wear them outside?
Yes. And most people are. But when I was in Idaho, people weren't wearing them.
When I came to the car, because I was hopping in the car real fast to get down here to the studio, I run out the door and I forget my mask. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I feel like a leper. It's like, oh my God, I'm not wearing a mask. What can I be thinking? I think California remains one of the hot spots for this sucker. Some states, especially in the South, are now hot spots. Places like Alabama and South Carolina and Georgia, those are all hot spots. I mean, they're choosing to play. I mean, I will say this for the NFL. Peter King talked to Roger Goodell. There have been 45,500 tests in the last week among NFL players and personnel. One player tested positive, and 7 members of team personnel tested positive. So only
out of 45,000.
8 positive tests out of over 45,000 tests administered last week. So whatever the NFL is doing certainly seems to be working.
Right, and it's somehow turned into a political.
Oh, it's totally political.
No pun intended. It's a political football. You. If you would live in a state with a Democratic governor, chances are you're not playing. If you live in a state with a Republican governor, chances are you are playing.
Does that go down that way?
Oh yeah. Like for example, Florida, they're doing everything. All right, but Republican of Texas, they're doing everything. California, we're doing nothing. New York's doing nothing. It's weird that that.
Oh well, I mean, let's face it. We're having an honest conversation here. I mean, very top of the food chain. Guys saying wearing a mask is you're a wussy.
Right, but here's the thing: It shouldn't be. No right. matter what
oh,
side.
I completely
what,
agree.
What side of the political aisle you're on, this shouldn't really have anything to do with politics. It should have to do with the only people we should be listening to are doctors. The doctors have said, if you can test, like Dr. Fauci says, if you can test regularly, you can probably play and be relatively safe. But you can't, all those high school players in Ohio aren't being tested.
No.
You know, they're just playing.
But I mean, you read about high schools being shut down in places, and another university was shut down this weekend. I just think a lot of this stuff is just fool's errand. I mean, you kind of got to put a pause, put a pin in this year. I mean, the NFL's clearly going to work, but they've got unbelievable access to testing. Do right. high schools have access to testing?
No, and I'm not sure all colleges do either.
Yeah.
You're really only as strong as your weakest link here. And so I'll be very interested to see if they don't. You're a Rams season ticket holder.
Yes, I am.
There will be no fans in the stadium when they play the Cowboys on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'll be very interested to see if there'll be fans in the stands by Thanksgiving. Because what's going to be weird is when the Rams go on two different East Coast swings. And when they do those, there's going to be fans rooting for the other team. And it seems...
Although, what is I think Baltimore's allowing 18,000 fans. How much noise
does
Kansas
City's allowing 24? I'm not saying it's a noise thing. I'm saying it's what you're allowing people to do and what you're not allowing people to do. I mean, for example, we have some friends that they're moving to Idaho because their daughter is a senior in high school,
right?
And they want her to be able to actually go to high school.
Sure, Idaho, mm-hmm. Idaho, very few cases,
right? So. They're just moving there. And I wonder, you know, sooner or later, and maybe it'll happen after the election, we got to reach a national consensus on what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. Because right now it's super lopsided. You know, it's if you live in New York or California, you can't do anything. If you live in Texas or Florida, you can do whatever you want. And people that live in Texas and Florida get on planes and get in cars and drive to New York and California. So it's kind of a backward system.
Yeah, it is.
We need national leadership on this. And right now there doesn't seem to be
no,
any.
No, no. And what's weird, John, too, is we talk about national leadership. But on top of that, it's every region of the country kind of needs to make its own decisions because they're all in a different place.
That's what's happening now. Yeah.
And that's what's happening now. It's just kind of a hodgepodge. And you're right. Republican states tend to be really open and Democratic states tend to be really closed. I mean, I don't know what kind of soup we're making here. And I don't know how all this turns out. I mean, you know, we're about to enter flu season and people are going to get the flu and they're going to think it's coronavirus or they're going to get a common cold.
And all the hospitals are going to be stuffed.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going into a weird spot. And in fact, Peter King asked Roger Goodell if there will be a 16-game season. And Goodell today said, I don't know.
Well, that's the right answer.
Yeah.
Because you really can't count on anything.
No, nothing. Nothing is normal.
My son asked me all the time, do you think I'm going to set foot on campus this year? And I said, I don't know. I don't think so.
Where's your son going?
He's going to El Camino, which is a college in Torrance.
Yeah.
But he hasn't set foot on the campus yet.
Is he home learning?
Yeah. Everything online.
Yeah.
This is the start of week three of online.
Nice.
And then some of his friends, some people that he graduated high school with, like he's got a friend at Michigan State. She's in Lansing, but they're not allowing in-person classes. So we've got another friend whose son is at Michigan. Same thing. He's in Ann Arbor, but he's not actually physically going to every class. He has two that are allowing and two that are not. So there's no consensus on what you can do and what you can't do. And I think everybody's kind of scared to act. We desperately need a vaccine is the number one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Even if we get it, who knows how long it'll take it to implement.
Right.
You know?
And who knows? We're probably not the guys to get it first.
Yeah. And sports has kind of been the great savior here. Like you're playing baseball every night.
Baseball seems to be working out okay.
Basketball games have been really good.
NBA is impeccable.
And
seems like we get
football.
One good night every night. And yeah, we got the two highest paid quarterbacks in the league going at it Thursday night. And then we got Sunday night, Rams versus the Cowboys.
Yeah, but that'll be an interesting game.
Yeah, it will.
Because a lot of people think the Cowboys are going to have a big year and maybe even win that division. But Brand new coach.
Yep.
They haven't been hitting in full pads. They haven't played against anybody else. I'm not so sure McVay, entrenched for 2 or 3 years, doesn't have the advantage in that game on Sunday.
Yeah, and you talk about the change in head coach. Rams have got a brand new offensive coordinator in Kevin O'Connell. They got a brand new defensive coordinator in Brandon Staley. Brand new special teams coordinator, John Penamego. So they've cleaned out their coaching staff, and these are all brand new guys too. So there's going to be a settling in process. Now, John, what I did is I simulated every single game in the league. And I've come up with the results to many of those games, including the Rams beating the Cowboys 34-20 on Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah, 34-20 Rams.
I think there's going to be a lot of turnovers. I don't know if the score is going to be that high. I think because these guys have been, they haven't had preseason games, they haven't had full practices, I think that there's going to be more mistakes. I can see that game being more like 20-14 Rams.
20-14. And I say 34-20.
Yeah.
You say low scoring game. Low scoring game.
I think so.
All right. Coming up next, I'm just a scrambled mess today, John.
It's your first day. When's the last time you set foot on that in that studio?
March. Yeah, March.
Wow.
It is weird, man. It is totally weird here. Yeah. All the offices empty. You could hit a golf ball through here. Wouldn't hit anybody. I ran into Alan Sliwa. Didn't run into him. I came within 6 feet of him, and he's here getting ready for pregame.
Well, you know what, Mace? You came on the right day. This is your very first day back in studio, right?
Yeah.
I'm buying everybody dinner from Gus's Fried Chicken tonight. So if you hang around after the show, you get free Gus's Fried Chicken.
What do you think the odds are that I'm...
You could get a key lime or a coconut cream pie.
Oh!
I bought a coconut pie. That's one of the things that's coming. But you probably want to get out of there.
No, I will get out of here as soon as it ends, like when it's normal conditions.
Yeah.
Just when it's normal conditions. John, you know, we were talking about the NFL. You know what I think is fascinating is what Brian Hoyer said about the New England Patriots. Did you see this?
No, what'd he say?
I'll tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
710 ESPN, Mason Ireland, what is going on? I don't know. How do you operate the mask thing when there are people around? I mean, Doug Mann just rolled in here. He's wearing a mask. Now I think, well, I better put my mask on. I've got my mask on while I'm doing the show now. Do you have to wear a mask while you're doing the games?
Nope. But Doug does because he's sitting in between Michael and I, but Michael and I are doing it without a mask.
Yeah.
But we're sitting probably 8 feet apart.
Yeah. You know, the masks, you just get used to it. After a while, you just get used to it. All right, so this is interesting. Brian Hoyer, who's the backup quarterback for the New England Patriots, did a Zoomer with the media. He was asked, is the offense looking any different without Brady? He says, no, not really. I mean, look, there's 20 years of foundation in this offense, and I think the one thing that I've realized is each year that I've been a part of the team, the offense is a little bit different. You adjust to your players, your personnel, the defensive scheme, and I think that's the great thing about this offense. It's always evolving. He's basically saying that it is the 20 years of foundation in the offense that is responsible for the Patriots' success, and he's somewhat diminishing what Brady did.
Well, you have brought up the question that all of us have been dying to get an answer to, and it starts this Sunday.
Yeah.
Is the reason the Patriots have had an unprecedented run in NFL history. The Super Bowls, the trip to the Super Bowls. I mean, they've had a 20-year run that has, you can go back, not the 60s Packers, not the 70s Steelers. Nobody has ever been this good for this long. And has that much distance between the first Super Bowl and what they've won six now, right?
Yes.
All right. No one's ever done it.
Nope.
And the question has always been, is it more Brady or is it more Belichick? and now we're going to get an answer.
Yes.
If Brady goes
who
down
are you betting on?
I actually think the Patriots are going to win that division.
I do too. I'm betting on Belichick.
But what do we get any answers if both of them go 11-5 and both of them win their division?
No, we wouldn't get an answer until they played in the playoffs, until they played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it would have to be in the Super Bowl.
Have to be in the Super
Bowl.
Oh, could you imagine the storylines of that Super Bowl?
Well, when Joe Montana left the 49ers and everybody said, well, was it Bill Walsh or was it Joe Montana? Montana immediately took the Chiefs, who at the time had been a very average team, to the AFC Championship game. So you could, you know, Montana was a once-in-a-generation quarterback. I think Brady is, too. But the question remains, when Matt Cassel, who never even started a game at USC, had to step in for Tom Brady the year Brady broke his leg in week one, the Patriots went 10-6.
Just kept right on going. Missed the playoffs, but they just kept right on going.
When Brady got suspended for Deflategate, the Patriots played two different quarterbacks. Remember that? They played Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I'm trying to remember, they threw another guy in there, and they went 3-1 in the 4 weeks that Brady was out. So Belichick is on to something. I mean, it's not like they're going to careem to 4-12 this year.
Right, right.
I think they're going to be right there.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're going to be right there. So I came across this story, which I find really – I just want to put it to you because I want to know if you would be able to do it.
Okay.
A majority, 52% of people under the age of 30 are now living with their parents. 52% of people under the age of 30 are living with their parents. How long did you live with your family?
Left after my freshman year of college and never went back.
Never went back.
I there was a brief time when I graduated from UCLA before I left for Monroe, there were about 2-3 months. Does Michael know we can hear everything he's saying?
I don't think he does. And he's not wearing his mask properly. Yeah. His nose is sticking out.
Yeah.
You put it on your nose, dude. Yes. No, it's on your nose. All right.
Yeah.
I need a big mask for my nose, exactly.
But I came back maybe for a month when I was starting my first job, and that was a miserable month. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be in the 52%.
Lindsay, what about you? 52% of people under 30 living with their folks.
No, I moved out when I was 18. I bought a house by the time I was 28.
Good for you.
And never went back. But I've been staying between my mom's and my sister's in Ohio for, I don't know, over a month, not 2 months, really. And I need to get the heck out of here.
It is a lot, man. I could not live with my mom and not stepdad Leo. That would make me absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and you love them, but it's a completely different ballgame if you're living with
them. Now, like, they're coming in this weekend for exactly 24 hours. They're coming in on Saturday afternoon, and they're leaving Sunday afternoon. That's a good length of visit.
Yeah, it's like Logan's Run. They have a red light attached to their hand.
You've got to go.
Yeah, as soon as it starts blinking, they're out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I left after my senior year of high school. I went to Bowling Green, and I never went back.
Yeah, once you get that freedom.
But can you imagine that? 52%.
Boy, if you would ask me, all right, how many people under the age of 30 live with their parents? I would have said maybe 15%.
52%. God bless
you,
kids.
I have to ask, is this because of coronavirus? Because I will say that I know a ton of people, especially in L.A., where they're, you know, they don't have jobs because so many people that live in LA are in the entertainment industry, whether it's like production, filming, whatever that may be. And with everything completely shut down and things being expensive out there, I know a lot of people are like fleeing LA seemingly in like huge, you know, huge numbers. I know probably like 10 people personally that are like, I had to go back and live with my parents for a while because I can't afford it because I can't work.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It is coronavirus. It's
causing
all this.
Well, it's also like the other day, Lisa and I were talking to our accountant. And he said the number one...
What's your accountant's name?
I cannot reveal it at this time. but the number one question he gets is how much money could I save if I move out of California?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so expensive to live here.
Yeah, see, I'm staying in California no matter what. I like California.
But I think what a lot of people are doing, people that can afford it, are they're setting up a second residence outside of the state just so because it's so expensive to live here. And that's, you know, something that the next several governors of California are going to have to deal with. You know, if people are leaving in a mass exodus because they can't afford to live here, that's not good. You know, you got to find a way to keep the people that grew up here if you can keep them.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. I know that's a big thing, though. And apparently, like, a lot of nearby states, like neighboring states that have land, like New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, they're all being infiltrated by Californians. They can't get there fast enough. So that's going to be a big story in the next 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, coming up next for you, we'll circle back to the big story of the day. That is
Game 3.
Game 3 tonight, 6 o'clock tip. At the top of the hour, it's 2 o'clock. We'll give you the scoop. I want to remind everybody, we're giving away that brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 from John Patterson, OC Mazda. Got to pay attention to absolutely everything we say. Over the course of this week, there will be one question from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday, 3:15 is the quiz. If you can answer all 5 questions, you will win one of only 4 keys that could start the brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 from John Patterson and OC Mazda. And we're going to give that car away on Monday, upcoming Monday. So you got one last chance to get in. Friday afternoon, 3:15, but pay attention to everything we're saying. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. What is going on? It is Tuesday. Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. It's going to be a short week, and we're getting ready for Lakers versus Rockets. 6 o'clock tip, Michael Thompson along with John Ireland with the call.
All right, Kate, let me ask you a question about Game 3 tonight.
Yes.
Because I've been thinking about this all weekend.
Okay.
Now, who's my favorite player in the NBA?
Russell Westbrook.
Not on the Lakers. All right. Russell Westbrook. I love Russ. I loved watching him at UCLA. I think he plays harder than everybody else. What do I always say about him, Mace?
He's a human video game.
Plays 100 mile an hour with his hair on fire. Great player. Great guy. Really fun to watch in person. But in Game 2, he had 10 points on 4 of 15 shooting. He had more fouls, 5. Than baskets, 4. He went 1 of 7 from deep to play into the hands of the Lakers defense. He also had 7 turnovers.
Right.
The game reached a point, and keep in mind, I'm like his biggest fan.
Right.
But I'm rooting for the Lakers. So the game reached a point where there was a review. Russ charged into LeBron, and they called a blocking foul on LeBron. And the Lakers challenged it. And I looked at Michael and I said, I didn't say it on the air, but this is what I was thinking. Wouldn't the Lakers be better off if Russ didn't get his 5th foul here?
Oh, yeah.
Because I now, as a Laker fan...
Want him in the game!
Want him out there.
Bring on Russ!
Am I crazy?
No, I mean, he was terrible.
But, I mean, you know he's not going to play 2 bad games in a row. But if I'm the Lakers, I do not guard him at the 3-point line.
Absolutely not. Let him shoot. We want that guy shooting, the career 30% three-point shooter.
And it's almost like as he refuses to admit it sometimes. Like, Mace, in these playoffs, he's 3 of 18 from 3. 16%. 3 of 18. And I thought the Lakers' defense, in the first quarter especially, was brilliant. Every time Harden got the ball, they sent a second defender at him and got the ball out of his hands. And when Westbrook got the ball at the 3-point line, they just backed up.
Yep.
And Russ didn't know what to do. He said, well, they're leaving me right. Now, the difference between Rondo and Westbrook is that Rondo's not a great 3-point shooter either, but he didn't take 7 of them. You know, Rondo took 5 and made 1, but he stopped. You know, he took his 5 before the 4th. Russ just kept jacking him up. And Rondo found a way to affect the game. You know, he had 10 points, 9 rebounds. He only had one turnover. Russ had 7 turnovers. At least, I mean, come on. I mean, Russ is killing those guys. Isn't he going to realize that at some point?
Yeah. I mean, or is he? I mean, Westbrook is one of those guys who, you know, it's sort of like that Kobe. You know, you always miss the shots you don't take.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
He's going to play his brand of basketball, and they are going to dare him to shoot threes. And they should. Let's dare him to shoot threes. Because he was awful in that game. And, that fourth quarter, they were just – that's a dreadful-looking basketball team in the fourth quarter. They scored only 17 points. And it was LeBron and it was AD both delivering. And then you had a couple of bench players. Rondo was great. Kuzma was great. Obviously, Markieff Morris was great. You know, when they get role players, bench players, to play that well, get one or two of them to play that well, I don't think anybody beats the Lakers.
Well, having said that, though, the Rockets won game one, and in the third quarter of game two, Houston outscored the Lakers 41-23 and actually ended up taking a 6-point lead at one point.
See, I don't believe in game one. I don't believe in it.
What? Don't believe what? I thought as much as game three.
No, I thought that the Lakers, after the long layoff, were deadly lethargic in game one. They just didn't look right from the jump. And I think part of the reason was they were just out of rhythm from playing only one time in 10 days. I think that it was lethargy that was responsible for that Lakers loss more than anything else. What do you think?
Maybe. I just think Houston's better than you do. I think Houston actually has a really good team, and I think that they're hard to guard. And I think guys like P.J. Tucker and Robert Covington are underrated.
Nice players.
But I think the Lakers are going to win the series. I just think if the Lakers win tonight, I think it's a 5-game series. If they lose, I think it's a 7-game
series. Yeah, give me Lakers in 5. Give me Lakers in 5.
That's why I picked the Lakers in 6, because I think it'll be somewhere in the middle.
What's interesting is now you're leaning on Lakers in 5.
No, only if they win tonight. If the Rockets win tonight,
obviously,
I'm going Lakers
if they
in
win
7.
Tonight, it can't be Lakers in 5, because then the Rockets will have won twice.
No, if they win, if the Lakers win tonight.
It's going to be 5.
Yeah.
And if the Rockets win, it's going to be 7.
I think so. Lakers could still, rattle off 4 in a row and win it in 6. But I think if the Rockets win tonight, that means that both teams have made adjustments and it's a street fight. And that you've got to figure it out. I think the way the Lakers, though, defended in game 2, and the way they rebounded, and the way Anthony Davis and LeBron played, I think is a really good indicator that the Lakers are going to win the series. But you got to do it 4 times. That's
yep.
What makes it hard.
Got to. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good night. By the way, do you realize that the Dodgers just lost their first series of the year? They had not lost a series all season long until they lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies over this weekend.
Right. Well, we both predicted them to be really, really good. What's surprising about that?
Well, what's surprising is they've won every series until this weekend.
Well, I didn't think they were going to lose more than a couple.
I think it was like 16 series in a row or something like that.
Well, you know what's so weird? Everything in this year is weird. But how much would we be talking about the fact that the Astros are coming to town this weekend?
Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
That's right, it is.
Saturday and Sunday night.
Are they going to let us pull into the parking lot and beep like crazy?
Well, Sunday you're going to be watching the Ram game.
But Saturday, are they going to open the parking lot at Dodger Stadium to let us go in there and just honk our horns?
I think anything that involves gathering in groups, they're against.
No, drive-ins are open in Southern California.
Yeah, but the Dodgers haven't done one. The Dodgers haven't invited large groups of fans to come to the stadium.
Yeah, I really think they should. I think they should give us an opportunity to go to the stadium and honk like hell when the Astros are at bat. And boo. We deserve that. We deserve the right to do that, don't we? Don't we get payback in some way?
I think what the argument would be that it's not medically safe. What happens if everybody's got to go to the bathroom?
Hold it.
For 3 hours?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Wear diapers.
Yeah, wear adult diapers. Wear astronaut pants.
Yeah, astronaut pants.
Do it for the love of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to hold it. I don't think that's going to be a legitimate
But you know,
strategy.
this is going to happen. I mean, at some point, we are going to gather in some way for a sporting event. Even if it's in our cars, that is going to happen.
Well, you know, if they wanted to, they could do what they're doing in the NBA bubble. Virtual fans. Just put iPads on all the chairs at Dodger Stadium and let everybody boo.
Well, don't you get suckered in after a while by the cardboard cutouts? I'm like, yeah, those are the fans.
It is what it is.
I totally get used to it. Yeah. The NBA, by the way, has no issues at all. The NBA, I mean, it's sad to not have fans there, but as a television experience, absolutely perfect. That big wall they've got with Go Lakers or whoever's home team it is, and
yeah,
the fans.
Rockets are the home team tonight.
All that stuff completely works. The crowd noise sounds like that. I'm curious to see what the NFL is going to do for crowd noise. I know they're going to use it, but I don't know how they're going to use it.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to pipe it into the stadium, so they're just going to pipe it into the broadcast. Fox and CBS has already said they're going to do that. But
and then do you let the home team raise the crowd noise louder because they're the home team?
I would.
I would, too. I'd give it a shot. Why not try to get away with it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I think anything that makes the game sound and look more realistic is a good thing.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All right, coming up next is The Scoop. All the stuff in sports that we haven't talked about yet. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.